A choir school in Princeton with an outsized legacy in the music world is fighting for its very soul. At least that's how dozens of Westminster Choir College students see it. Rider University, which runs Westminster, plans to bring the singers to its Lawrenceville campus in the fall and to sell the Princeton property. Students are suing to block the move. WHYY's Jimena Condi reports.
The minute you walk onto the 23-acre campus of Westminster Choir College, you hear music. Students work out choral pieces in classrooms and basements of dorms where they can practice at all hours of the day.
I decided on Westminster because of exactly that.
That's freshman Jordan Klotz.
This sort of community where you eat and sleep and breathe and make music together, and you sort of matriculate through the years with your class, singing with them year after year.
That culture is driven by a focus on choral music. Everyone, regardless of major, sings in choirs divided by grade. The tight-knit student body and the proximity to Philadelphia and New York City have helped fuel a century of success. The Westminster Choir is frequently sought out to perform with musical titans like the New York Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Senior Max Bray says the school's impact goes beyond its discography. Westminster is known for graduating many of the country's church choir conductors, organists, and music teachers.
And if you ask anyone in the world of choral music, you know, who is influential, they'll say Westminster.
But students like Bray say maintaining that legacy and inimitable environment is at risk. There are plans to leave the Princeton campus and move the school to nearby Lawrenceville next fall. Westminster hasn't been an independent college since the 1990s, when it merged with Rider in a move to strengthen both schools. The colleges remained on separate campuses in a peaceful union for more than 20 years, until Rider had financial difficulties. Since 2016, Rider has mulled closing or selling Westminster, drawing protests from students like Bray.
In the spring semester, people got all up in arms and rabble-roused.
This summer, after a sale to a Chinese company fell through, Rider said it would move choir students to Lawrenceville's College of the Arts building by next fall to cut costs. Westminster Dean Marshall Onofrio says the move is necessary for the future of both schools.
As a school of music, it is a very expensive operation to run, and that expense is increased by the fact that it is a standalone campus of Rider University.
But Jordan Klotz worries his education will suffer with the move. He's one of 70 students suing Rider to block the plan. The suit claims Rider has acted under the belief it can sell Westminster's Princeton campus without dedicating all the proceeds to the choir college.
It makes me think that they see Westminster Choir College as a way to bulk up the larger university finances.
Some students also worry Rider will close Westminster if it can't keep the money. Onofrio says those fears are unsubstantiated.
Why would we go to the trouble of building and moving only to try to close it, when the option to close it could have happened in June? And the board voted no. They voted, let's move it and let's keep it. Let's enhance it.
Onofrio says Rider is investing in new rehearsal and performance facilities for Westminster students right now. A spokesman for Rider says the total investment for consolidation will be $20 million. Onofrio says Lawrenceville will be ready for choir students in September, although construction hasn't started yet. That's a red flag for Klotz, but he hopes he's wrong, because while there are many colleges and universities with excellent choir programs, the Westminster environment is one of a kind.
As a community, we would try really hard to recreate what we have here under the circumstances over there, no matter what they are. I just don't know how successful we could be.
But Klotz says if his education is compromised, he'll have no choice but to leave. For now, all he can do is wait and keep practicing. Jimena Condi, WHYY News.